Hello.
Hello, good morning. I'm Ratune Akar from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
This is Brett Johnson.
How may I assist you today, Mr. Johnson?
I was trying to reopen my unemployment claim, and it said there was an error and that I needed to call.
Okay, no problem. I can assist you right here in this line. If you will like, is that okay with you?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Let's start. May I have please your social security number?
Yes, 417-298118.
May I have your full name one more time, please?
Brett Johnson.
Have your birthday, please?
November 15th, 1975.
May I have your mother maiden name, please?
Turner.
Your mother maiden name shall be her last name before she get married?
Yes.
Say one more time, please. Your mother maiden name?
Turner.
Okay, so could you please spell for me?
And you're with the Alabama Department of Labor?
Correct.
Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R.
May I have, please, the last two employers that you've been working for?
Viva Health and Kemper.
Okay, so let me go through and update this information. Just one second. So I know you already answered these questions, and just because you are filed with me today, so let me read this part. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Okay, do you understand?
Yes.
I see that you already signed. Okay, so I see that you already answered this question. Your last day at work, just to verify, is July 1st, 2024?
That's right.
And also, it's the same company. It is different company, right? That you report in your last
day. Yeah, the last time it was Kemper.
Okay. And this one is new. All right. Let me go through this question that you already answered. That way I don't have to. Just 1 second, please.
Okay.
Okay, so here we are. So now, may I have please your driving license number?
605-4124.
Okay, thank you. So now, this driving license is from Alabama?
Right.
May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
I'm a black.
What is the highest grade that you're completing in school?
A bachelor's degree.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
I have not.
May I have please your home address?
442 15th Lane, Northwest. Center Point, Alabama, 35215.
Okay. So, and this is the same that you mailing address?
Yes.
All right. Just 1 second. Okay. could you please provide me your occupation from your last employer?
I was a supervisor of support.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah, but I'm seeking work in general. I just need to work somewhere. So I've been applying for whatever I feel like I could get.
Okay. Are you tending, are you working through a union hiring hub?
I'm not working with a union.
Okay. Are you attending a school or training right now?
No, I just lost my job last week. So, no, I'm not going to school right now.
Okay. The company that you was working, they provide you a date that you have to go back to work?
No, they let me go.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd say maybe 10 or 15 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
Lowest hourly wage?
Mm-hmm.
I guess $25.
You own a business?
I'm sorry?
Do you own a business?
I don't own a business.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Am I what?
Corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't. I'm not involved in a business.
Mm-hmm. Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
I don't.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to a related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you haven't worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in 2023?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Do I have what now?
If you would like to pay taxes out from benefit check, 10%.
Sure.
If you approve for benefits, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit through your checking or saving account. Or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. So benefit card will be taking additional 5-7 days to deliver it to you after you approve for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one you prefer?
Yeah, I prefer direct deposit.
It's going to be checking or saving?
Checking.
Okay, could you please provide me your routing number?
One second.
Okay, so I just want to let you know that everything regarding to Cash Out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow to take it. If you have a traditional bank, could you you can provide me the routing number.
Yeah, let me get that for you. One second.
Okay.
I got to get my checkbook.
Okay.
That's 062-00-0019.
All right, thank you. May I have please your bank account number?
030-462-2227.
Could you please verify one more time your account number?
030-462-2227.
Okay, thank you. So let me update this information. We can go to. Okay, so now, may I have please again the last employer that you was working for?
Viva Health.
Okay, and what city is located this company, sir?
Birmingham.
May I have the phone number from this company?
I have to look it up. I don't know what the phone number is.
Okay.
It's 205-939-1718.
Right, thank you. May I have the beginning day that you start to work with this company and last day that you physically went to work?
I started November 27th. And my last day was July 1st, 2024.
And when you say November 27th, is 2023?
Right.
Could you please provide me the reason why they discharged you? The specific reason?
My boss didn't think I was a good fit for the position anymore.
Could you please provide me the name of the person who discharged you?
I'm sorry?
May I have the person name who discharged you?
Who fired me?
Yeah, may I have her name or his name?
His name was Josh Hill.
Josh Hill?
Yep.
His position?
He's a associate director of IT.
Okay. And what the final incident, what exactly happened? So he just told you what exactly happened?
He felt like I wasn't good at my job. I wasn't really clear what I was supposed to do every day, but he felt like I wasn't good at it. I didn't do anything specifically wrong. He just didn't feel like I was good at the job and that I wasn't going to work out.
Okay, and what did you do to resolve the problem prior to you discharge?
What did I try to do to resolve the issue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I started talking to him more, and I started trying to do the reports and just the little things he didn't think I was doing. But it didn't matter.
Okay, so now let me ask you, do you think that you did something wrong?
I don't. I don't think I did anything to deserve to get fired. No, I don't.
Do you have a warning before for something or similar to that?
He didn't say he was going to fire me. He extended my probation for 30 days. And asked me to improve in some areas, so I tried to do that.
So after your last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I got my last check. That was it.
Something about vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I didn't get anything like that. I was told that my last check was the last payment I received.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I'm not receiving anything else from them.
Okay, so now let me read for you, Mr. Johnson. So you are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to putting my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay? To put
yes.
Your full name for you? Okay, let me ask you a question. This is going to be randomly questions about you. Question number one, it is, in which of the following cities have you attending college? It's in Monroeville, Andalusia, Montgomery, Tuskegee. Or you can choose none of the above.
Montgomery.
Okay, and which of the following cities is associating with you? Tuscaloosa, Montgomery, Birmingham, or Vestavia?
Which is associated with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I guess I'd have to say Birmingham. I mean, I went to school in Montgomery, but Birmingham is where I live.
Right. So, in when did you purchase this property? 828 PSC 426 Falcon Run. Do you recognize this address? 828 PC 426 Falcon Run. So, do you recognize this property?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you. So now let me update this information and let me asking you. I am filed internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. So this is what are we doing right now, Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook. Benefit rights and responsibilities. So now, let me refer you to the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim will just finish it. Also raise the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And one day you online resume for you to do some result and interruption and your benefit. So the process, you just completely file your unemployment claim, doesn't no automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online and you claim it portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the telephone number, it is 800-752-7389. So your weekly certification.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your weekly certification.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Could you give me that number one more time?
Sure. Yeah. It's 800-752.
Okay.
7389.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, no, no problem. So your weekly certification is going to start every Sunday, this coming Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law require that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them, but the employer later begin hiding. For you to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. For assisting with your work research, please visit a local Alabama Care Center. So, do you have any question for me about this closing statement, sir?
Not this particular claim. I did apply last year, and it said I was disqualified, but I was never told why. So, I was wondering if you could look that up and just tell me what I was disqualified for last time.
I'm not able to see that information. You have to reach a different department. I can provide you the telephone number if you would like for.
Yeah, it's all right. It's in the, it'd be nice if they gave me that, but I was doing everything I was supposed to do. I just never got it, and it just said an issue disqualified you, and I never knew why. But then I got a job, so I stopped worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. If you don't have a question for this claim, so let me asking you, let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim if you are ready.
Okay, sure.
It is, okay, it's 48.98, 48.305.
Okay, and that's the confirmation number.
Yeah. So again.
Okay.
Mhm. You have it?
Let me read it back to you. 4898 48305.
That's correct. Now your PIN number for
okay.
weekly certification is 1875.
1875.
Correct. So what you have to do is weekly certification every week. Every Sunday, this coming Sunday before 5 p.m. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, could you please verify one more time? Because I'm not sure it's the last one. I had to correct your mother, my DNA. This is the issue that you, why you're not able to, and I have to make sure. Could you please spell again your mother, my DNA?
Yes, T-U-R-N-E-R.
Okay. When you say N, it's as a mom. This is the question that I have. N as
a no, mom. It's a, yeah, it's N as in Nancy.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's it. So now, next, I think you will be able to log in, okay? All right.
Okay, yep.
If you don't have any other questions, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a wonderful day.
Hey, thank you.
No problem, sir. Bye-bye.